still got it in your drawer even now.
Welcome back to Sport World, brought to you by RRI, Voice of Indonesia, with me, Ray, your host, here to deliver the latest updates on both national and international sports news. Join us on Friday with this program available on RRI Net. The first update from Sport World takes us to the martial arts scene. 6 MMA events scheduled in Indonesia throughout 2025. The Brave Combat Federation, a renowned MMA organization from the Middle East, has announced its plans to hold 6 major events in Indonesia over the course of 2025. With the direct support of Sheikh Khalid bin Hamad Al Khalifa and Brave CF President Mo Shahid, this international collaboration is poised to elevate Indonesia's MMA to unprecedented heights. Following this, Road to Brave in August 2025 will see the Scouting Series Championship face off against Brave CF Indonesian fighters. The grand finale, Brave Fight Night, will be held in November 2025 featuring thrilling matchups between Indonesia fighters and international contenders. The series will kick off on Sunday, 19 January 2025 with 10 national level matches, including a special women's bout hosted at the Indonesian Navy headquarters in Jakarta. This inaugural event marks the beginning of Brave CF's mission to build a robust MMA ecosystem in Indonesia. The Scouting Series winners will also have the chance to challenge Brave CF champions like Vincent Majid, Fajar Macho, and Randy Febia. Moving on to the next sport update comes from the badminton world. 278 shuttlers from 29 countries compete at Indonesia Masters 2025. The prestigious Indonesia Masters 2025 badminton tournament is once again being held at Istora Gelora Bung Karno from 23rd to 28th January. The event welcomes no fewer than 278 players from 29 nations, making it a truly global spectacle. As a part of the HSBC BWF World Tour Super 500 Series, the tournament carries heightened significance this year, serving as a qualification event for the Paris 2024 Olympics. Among the 278 competitors, there are 36 players from Taiwan, 34 from China, 26 from Malaysia, 22 each from Japan and Denmark, 14 from Thailand, 10 from the USA, and 9 from India. The host nations, Indonesia, is proudly represented by 34 players. This year's Indonesia's Master is also a poignant occasion, as it marks the final tournament for Indonesia's legendary men's double pair Muhammad Ahsan and Hendra Setiawan, affectionately known as the Daddies. The pair will officially retire from all badminton competition following this event. Before we continue with more sport updates, let's take a break and listen to this following song. Thank you, listener, for staying tuned with me, Ray, in Sport World. And let's continue the next sport update from the world of equestrian sports. 200 riders compete in the 2045 FEI CSIS International Jumping Competition. Indonesia proudly hosts the 2025 FEI CSIS International Jumping Competition, a prestigious equestrian event featuring 200 riders from both domestic and international arenas. Touted as the largest international jumping competition in Indonesia and Southeast Asia, the event will take place at the Equinara Horse Sport Jakarta International Equestrian Park Palomas in East Jakarta from 24 to 26 January 2025. Adinda Yuanita, president of the FEICIS International Jumping Competition Indonesia, revealed that over 200 registered horses will participate in this grand event. Every athlete and horse competing in the 2025 FEICIS must hold a valid rider's ID and horse ID registered with FEI, she explained. The competition will be officially opened by AEF President Hamad bin Abdul Rahman Al Attiyah alongside AEF Vice President Bakram John Ghazi. In the previous edition, Indonesia proudly clinched titles in two prestigious categories, the 125 Open and the 120 Centimeters Class. And we conclude Sport World with the news from the martial arts discipline of Karate, where Key sent Indonesia's Karateka to Premier League in Paris. The Indonesian Karate Do Federation has dispatched female Karateka Keito Gurnia Zekonya to test her skills at the prestigious Karate 1 Premier League Paris 2025, held in France from 24 to 26 January. Speaking in Jakarta on Friday, Porky's national team manager Armand Setiawan Wulyandi expressed optimism about Cheto's participation. Cheto will compete against the world's best athlete, providing her with invaluable experience and an opportunity to elevate her competitive prowess. He stated Cheto will represent Indonesia in the female Kumite 68kg category. Additionally, coaches accompanying athlete must hold an accredited WKF Level 1 coaching certificate to apply for further certifications, such as the WKF Level 2 Kumite or Kata Coach accreditation. This championship marks a pivotal moment for Cheto to improve her WKF ranking, a crucial factor for advancing her international career. And that wraps up today's Sport World from Voice of Indonesia. My name is Ray, and always keep up your spirit. Also, salam olahraga.
Memendam rasa ini terlalu dalam, berat hatiku menahan deraku sejenak. Sedikit waktu berarti, beri aku kesempatan bicara tentang isi hati.
Bila kau terima, akan mencoba
Listener, on this edition of Pelangi Nada, we present a Keroncong song entitled Satu Bulan sung by Keroncong Atap. The song tells the story of a couple who have just broken up, with the point of view of the woman who is still trying to accept and process the loss of the man she loves. The lyrics are simple, but full of meaning, describing a woman's feeling of being down after a breakup, while her ex seems to be doing just fine. This song, created and popularized by Bernadia Ripka Jayakusuma, was released in 2023, and here is Keroncong Atap with the Keroncong song entitled Satu Bulan.
Belum ada satu bulan, ku yakin masih ada sisa wangiku di bajumu. Namun kau tampak baik saja, bahkan senyummu lebih lepas. Sedang aku di sini hampir gila. Kita tak temukan jalan. Sepakat akhir setelah beribu debat panjang.
Has more than 17,000 islands. Every region in Indonesia has tradition, culture, and the beauty of nature, which is incomparable. Bali is one of the islands in Indonesia which is very popular in the world. Because its popularity, until now there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. Talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali does not only have the beauty of nature and tradition, it is also popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument, however, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is Rindik. According to the history, Rindik was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when Wangkir or known Ponorogo side did rebellion against Majapahit Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Majapahit Kingdom which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When the Mang attacked the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the gamelan up, including Angklung. Although Angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual. For example, in West Java, this instrument still produces sound by being beaten like gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be Rindik, which is from Javanese ancient language meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the Rindik and the flute rhythm by Trio Buana.
Thank you.
listener, Rindik is made from the pieces of bamboo, which are arranged according to its size and its tone. Bamboo which is used to make rindik is the selected one. So, it is not easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating and using percussion tools made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from bamboo. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. The tone which is produced by rindik is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower. So, when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Skill and feeling. In playing rindik, there is also a technique of beating, namely ngundil, which is held by the left hand of companion player or called sangsi. In the performance of bumbung dance, this technique is called jegog. In Bali itself, and rindik is usually performed to accompany the bumbung dance. Besides that, rindik is also performed to accompany many other events such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of rindik makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, rindik becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions. And listener, there was a glimpse about a traditional instrument coming from Bali, and it is called rindik. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa. Thank you.
Thank you. tak sadar ku temukan wanita rupawan yang sadarkan tiada seorang, tiada lain, tiada bukan hanya dia. Dia buatku nyaman dalam hangat pelukan. Dia perasa yang mengerti yang ku rasa. Pegunungan Himalaya, apapun kan ku lakukan untuk dirimu sayang. Oh penjaga hati, kau dan aku sempurna. Semoga ada cara untuk terus bersama. Selalu ku tunggu, tak mau berlalu kau dan aku. Kan ku warungi tujuh laut samudra, kan ku daki pegunungan Himalaya. Aku lakukan untuk dirimu sayang. Oh penjaga hatiku, kan ku daki pegunungan Himalaya. Apapun kan ku lakukan untuk dirimu sayang. Oh penjaga hatiku, oh.
Aku ninggalin kerjaan aku loh buat besok. Aku udah ngosongin jadwal aku buat besok supaya aku bisa sama kamu. Terus kamu pergi gitu aja.
Aku kan udah bilang sama kamu, aku harus berangkat besok.
Gimana
dong?
Kamu egois ya?
Ya, aku egois.
Dua kali loh, tanggal 17 Februari kamu gak ada sama aku.
Aku tuh gak nyangka kamu yang bener-bener egois dong.
Ya emang berarti di mata kamu aku tuh yang bukan siapa-siapa.
Kamu jangan ngomong kayak gitu dong, Kak. Gak, ini aku baru aja nyampe tempat kerja aku. Aku matiin ya.
Pasti.
sendu yang lama. Dia yang dulu pernah bersamamu memahat kecewa. Atau kau inginkan yang baru, sungguh menyayangimu. Aku ingin dirimu yang menjadi milikku. Bersamaku mulai hari ini hilang ruang untuk cinta yang lain.
Aku harus menunda.
Tapi kalau misalnya
butuh
kamu,
aku
harus bisa.
Aku butuh support kamu.
Dan
aku selalu ada. Kalau kamu butuh aku,
dan
aku butuh kamu.
Ini, aku nggak mau hubungan ini semua tentang kamu. Aku juga harus.
Bener dong. Kamu koreksi diri kamu sendiri. Kayak egoisnya.
Kenapa sekarang jadi masalahnya dia? Kenapa aku harus berubah? Kenapa kamu ngebawa semua ini, semuanya seolah aku yang salah? Kamu mikir nggak kamu ini juga harus melakukan sesuatu?
Kamu tuh sadar nggak sih? Belakang ini tuh kamu berubah. Kamu tuh gak ada perhatian sama aku. Ulang tahun apa aja kamu tau ngaku saat ini?
Aku gak bisa ngomong sekarang sama kamu kalau kamu kayak gini. Mendingan sekarang kamu mikirin deh. Kita pacaran udah berapa tahun, dan setiap kamu minta aku untuk ngasih kamu, support kamu, aku selalu ngalah loh. Nah, aku tuh selalu ngalah, enggak. Aku gak bisa, kalau sekarang kamu maunya aku terus yang harus ngertiin kamu. Aku capek, kamu dinginin aku terus.
Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming voanews.id and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Hello VOI listener, how are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz and RRI Digital Mobile App.
Here is the news, first the headlines. President Prabowo Subianto visits India and calls India an important partner for Indonesia. Indonesia's Latin philanthropy to face global challenges. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the first news, where Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto left for New Delhi, India on Thursday for a state visit at the invitation of the Government of India. He will attend the 76th Republic Day celebration on Sunday, where 352 soldiers of Indonesian Armed Forces and Military Academy cadets will parade. In his speech before departure at Halim Perdana Kusuma Air Force Base in East Jakarta on Thursday afternoon, The president said that India is an important partner for
Indonesia. Kita masih melakukan perang kemerdekaan sampai tahun 49. Dan mereka waktu itu
we were still fighting a war of independence until 1949.